Hello and welcome to the Townsend Training Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Townsend, and I will be looking at bringing you all the latest information and education that is out there and turning that into usable information that you can actually use to improve your life, reduce your body fat, increase muscle, improve your happiness, and generally live an all-round healthier lifestyle. Hello and welcome to episode number 23 of the Townsend Training Podcast. It has been, about 2 weeks. I've been away, for those that don't know. And I'll start actually. I learned a lot about what you actually need in life and what you don't. And I'm going to try and make it sound not negative, but more positive, because that's more what I picked up. So I went away for a week, or just over, with family. Normal family, extended family. There was there like 12, 13 of us in the end. Some of my family also live out over in Portugal as well, so they were around as well. And there was a big crowd at times. I went away, I left work in the hands of other people, which was hard at first until I got on the aeroplane and then basically told myself, switch off. I deleted Facebook. I deleted all social media. And I deleted the internet. And I don't watch the news anyway. I don't watch anything like that. I haven't got the news on my phone or anything like that. And I switched off from anything that isn't in my close circle, if you like. Only a couple of people had my phone number, and I said, if things go really wrong, phone me up. If don't bother. And it made me realise, is I'm guilty of it, is sitting there scrolling through social media, looking what other people are doing, looking at how they're getting on in life, looking at other people going, oh, I wish I could be there. Oh, he looks good. Maybe I could look. And it made me realise that you don't need to do it. Do not need to do it. And the amount of negativity it brings, negative thoughts, and not even straight up just by reading something negative. And the amount, maybe there's a difference as well. Facebook and Instagram, huge difference. Instagram, you have a lot more, it's a lot more positive, I think. People are posting pictures up and stuff like that of nice things, if you like, educational things. Whereas you scroll through Facebook and it's just full of every single person having a moan. Have a look, scroll through your own mind and tell me I'm wrong, because I'm not. So I'm not going to do it. I will still post on Facebook. I will still use Facebook for the groups that I'm a part of, including bootcamp groups and stuff like that. But I am no longer scrolling through Facebook. I have set myself a rule, a discipline rule, alongside one of my other discipline rules, which is don't ever hit the snooze button on the alarm. We'll come back to that a little bit later on. So I've added it to my rule, is I will no longer scroll through Facebook, because I don't need to do it. And that's the thing I learned when I was away, is to be happy in life, all you really need is family, your own health, a bit of happiness and a bit of laughter. And that's all you really need. And I put health in there because that's what I'm about, if anyone knows. Yes, I went to the gym on holiday every day without fail. Why? Because I enjoy it. And it would have annoyed me if I didn't go. And that wasn't for a reason. That's a health reason. I go to improve my health. It's good for like physiological differences, if you like. Making heart work, making muscles work, making lungs work. It's also good for the brain. Good for getting away. And I just stick my headphones in and off I go for an hour. Not even an hour anymore, about 45 minutes. It made me realise that you don't need to do a lot. And I urge you to do it. If you can do a week and delete off your phone any social media, news and things that you don't need, and see how much easier, happier your life is for that week. That sounds a bit negative, but I'm viewing it as it's a positive. It works out unbelievably well, and it makes you realise that half the crap that you do during the day you don't need to do. So I've been back a couple of days. I've got more stuff done in the last couple of days than I did before, because I'm not sitting there for 2 hours on Facebook. Set myself a little time to sit there and have a little look for Instagram. Why? Because Instagram's where I learned some bits of people. There's lots of educational stuff on there. All to do with food, nutrition, training, exercise, brains. So it's a nice little learning tool. I set myself like a little time frame, if you like. Sit on there, get it for half an hour, stick the phone out of the way. Don't need it. So that's the positive. The positive I took is get rid of all the negative that you don't need. And you'll be far happier for it, trust me. So if you're now tagging me and stuff on Facebook, but I ain't going to see it for a little while. I'll see notifications and stuff, but I'm no longer scrolling. Anyway, I've rabbited on there about Facebook. Never mind. Today's episode, minus that little negativity, positivity rant there. And you'll see a difference in what I post as well now. Because it made me realise is, before, not intentionally, is you'd be there, and loads of people do it, is tell you about what's bad and what doesn't work. That helps no one. I'm going to tell you what's good and what does work, how you can use it. And I've sort of developed that little plan with it, of how I'm going to go about doing it. But you will no longer see me, hopefully, if I stick to it, sitting there telling you why things don't work. I'm going to tell you why things do work. Emails, they will be back. I'm going to do them once a week though now, and make them more informative, and actually put stuff in there that you can use a little bit more. So before, they were the daily emails with almost a little bit of motivation, if you like, in the mornings, some things you can learn. And actually what I'm going to do now is pack it in to one email, probably on a Thursday, send it out on a Thursday, and it'll be slightly longer, but there will also be bits in there that, like, actual usable things you can actually learn from, rather than just, so we're going for quality rather than quantity, I guess, is probably the way of wording it. So they will return. They will be returning probably tomorrow, I would guess. I also have something very big coming out, which probably in the next couple of days, I reckon. And you will see that coming out. And I'm very proud of what I've done. And that is a game changer for a lot of people. There is probably the best thing I've ever done, I reckon, in my 31 years on this planet, apart from kids. Probably my best bit of work I've ever done. And it's taken me, well, days, weeks, months in total. Anyway, watch out for that. Moving on. I have been giving it to you for a little while. I sent out the email a few weeks ago now, asking for your issues, what you struggle with. Now I'm going to answer some of them. I've got the words written down, and I am just going to give you my thoughts on them and where I think you can improve, where people are getting them slightly wrong, I guess. but hopefully give you some ways of tackling these and getting the right answers from them. And hopefully this will provide some help. I've got five or six written down here. First one, time. I don't know how many loads. 5, 6 from memory of people saying that their struggles is with time. And time's a funny one. Time is a funny one because, well, we've all got the same time. Each and every one of us has the same 24 hours that the person next to you has, that the person in Australia has. What you do with that time is up to you. And generally, the people that I would, that I've come across who say they struggle with time are those that don't plan it, don't have a plan or a routine that they sort of follow, if you like. It's all about how you use your time. If you're sitting there on, I'll go back to it, scrolling through Facebook, there's a way you can do it. Look on your phone and there's a way you can, and it tells you how long you spent on social media. Some of them are ridiculous. I saw some the other day and they had 6 hours on Facebook and they were telling me they didn't have time. I was like, well, you can sit on Facebook for 3 hours and that's 3 hours too long. And you, and I've given you another 3 hours there that you can go and do some exercise, or sleep for an hour or cook good food for an hour. It's all about having a plan and having a routine. And a routine is a big one because you've got that structure routine, you've got that consistency, which is a big, big, big player. And a prime example of that is the early morning boot camp. But you, like, you tell someone to get up early, their instant answer is no. That, and let's be honest, it is straight up no. And I'm not going to tell you what time I get up because those that know that know, those that don't probably don't want to know. Why do I get so much done? Because I use my time well. One thing I need to do more is improve my sleep, which I am now going to do, making sure I get the right amount of sleep, as that contributes and ties into our health. But using the time that you have, because we all have the same time, is take, for example, the early morning boot camp, right? Starts at 5:30. We are done and out the door by 6:15 in the morning. Most people aren't even out of bed. What I'm, all I'm going to take, like, just get up 1 hour earlier. I'm not saying come to my class. It doesn't, like, go to any class. Every gym at the minute is opening at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Get up and do an hour for yourself and notice the difference in that day. Why do I exercise in the morning? Because it sets you up for the day. I've given myself a big tick, makes me feel good, and I have not accomplished all I want out of the day, because that's not all I want to do in a day. But a big part of my day, and it would annoy me to the moon and back if I didn't do it, is training. So when do I do it? In the morning. Then, like, what time is it this morning? By 6 o'clock this morning, I was done. I was back home, I'd had some food, and then I woke the boys up and got them all ready for school, and I was chilled. What a lot of people do is they will sleep in, wait to get woken up by the dog, wait to get jumped on by the kids, and the day just goes downhill because you are then chasing around, rushing around, trying to do everything at once, and you've not even taken a minute to yourself. I take 2 hours. And that's something I've picked up over the last year. If you're saying you can't do that, find a way of doing it. Even if you do it like the night before, take those 2 hours, an hour to yourself, to set yourself up for the following day. Sleep, wake up knowing what you need to do. Because you've already done that the night before. I'm the other way around, I do it in the morning. I know by when I get up and I know by 6 what I'm doing because I've had those couple of hours to myself in the morning. It's all about planning your time and using it rather than wasting your time. You know, even stuff like when you walk the kids to school, instead of turning, dropping the kids off, walking home, coming home, doing something else, go to the gym. Walk from the school straight into the gym. Half an hour, 20 minutes, then walk home. Are you honestly telling me that you haven't got 20 minutes, half an hour to do that in your day? I would struggle to believe you. But that's not the point. Where else can you put it in? In work. Get an hour for lunch. Most people go out and exercise. Most places will have a gym nearby. Get in there, half an hour, out, shower, food, back into work. And I bet your afternoon would be unbelievably good. Time then. So that's round it up. Set yourself a time. Even if it's as much as getting a diary and blocking out little blocks, going, right, school run, exercise, lunch, work, school run back, dinner, watch EastEnders for 7 hours, go sleep. That sort of thing. Do not watch EastEnders 7 hours. I endured five minutes of it yesterday, and that was enough. Next issue, food. Food is a complicated one. Where I think a lot of people go wrong or get a little bit confused, if you like, is because of the amount, I'm not even going to call it information, the amount of crap that is out there. You've got 10 different people saying 10 different things. And the honest answer is, 8 of them probably work. 2 of them are absolute nonsense. So trying to pick the right one is difficult. What a lot of people do is they'll pick one, do it for 2 weeks, not see anything, go and pick another one. Do that for 2 weeks, see nothing, go and pick it up. And they'll almost counteract each other. It's going to take more than 2 weeks to see a result from changing food. Like, it can be done if you get a very good training program and a very good diet plan. 2 weeks, you can see a change. Of course, you could. 4 weeks, definitely. 6 weeks, you'll be laughing. I need to stop saying as well. Let's come back. So, yeah. Being consistent and sticking with it, with food. And we know that. Generally, people know what's good and bad. I don't really like good and bad food. But we know what's good for the body and we know what's bad for the body, shall we say. If you're sitting there telling me you can't lose weight but you're having McDonald's 4 times a week, then you know your problem, that you know the issue. Can you lose weight and have McDonald's once a week? Of course you can. You can probably do it twice a week. Just don't do it regularly. The thing is, people sit there and think they need to cut stuff out. Big one being carbs. If you cut carbs out, will you lose weight? Yes, of course you would. You're cutting out a third of your diet, if you like. However, 3 weeks down the line, when you start eating rice, pasta, bread, cakes, sugar in your tea and coffee, because you've not had any carbs and that's what you want, you're going to put the weight back on. That's a bit blunt. This is a bit of a blunt one, isn't it? But that's the truth of it. Need to find something consistent that you can stick with. Whether your goal is to lose weight, stay the same, or increase weight, depends on how much of the food you eat. But eat the food you enjoy. Like, going back to McDonald's, like, can you lose weight eating McDonald's? You could do. It's not very nutritious, you wouldn't be very healthy, but you could do it. So say, for example, you went to McDonald's and you had, I don't know, let's say a Big Mac meal. What's a Big Mac meal? 1,400 calories. If you just had one of them a day and you still did 10,000 steps and you still did a bit of exercise 3 times a week, you'd lose weight. Like, it doesn't matter who it is, 1,400 calories is going to be below a, you're going to be burning more than you're eating, put it up. But how hungry are you going to be? Starving. Like, because a Big Mac meal is not going to fill you up for 24 hours until you can have another one the next day. Would you lose weight? Yes. Is it healthy for you? No. Do I recommend it? No. But you could do it. So it's the point I'm trying to make here is eat food you enjoy. If the food you enjoy are higher calories, eat less of them. So like a good way of doing it is say ballpark figure 2,000 calories is your staying exactly the same. You could eat the same foods, exactly the same foods, but eat, let's quickly work it out, maths, 20% less of all the same food. So instead of 100 grams of rice, you have 80. Instead of 100 grams of, I don't know, beef burger, you have an 80 gram beef burger. 20% less, and you stick with everything else the same, you'll lose weight because you're now 20% less calories underneath where you should be. So 20% of 2,000 is what? 400? Yeah. 400 calories less. But you're eating the same food, you're just eating slightly smaller volume, slightly smaller caloric amounts. So that's food. That is food. Next, training aids, I called them. People asking me about, and I'll mix this in with the next one actually, diet pills and stuff. I'm not really sure why that started up. That's the laptop in the background. Training aids, diet pills is a sweat belt band going to work? Nope. Is a diet pill going to work? Possibly. I'll come back to it. Like I hate saying it, but there is one way to lose body fat, and that is to eat less calories than you burn in a day, over a week, over a month, over time. Wearing a belt around your middle, one, is not going to make you burn body fat from your middle because you cannot do it. You cannot spot reduce fat from a certain place. It doesn't happen. Think of it like a bath. If you unplug, take the plug out of the bath, the water goes down. Yep. As a whole, the water doesn't just come out in the little area around the plug, if that makes sense, and the water level stay the same. Doesn't happen. The whole volume of the bath goes down as the water disperses itself evenly in the shape that it's in. Hopefully that makes some sense. And a belt around the middle is like, it's not going to burn more fat. What was it I saw the other day? Some cream, fat burning cream or something. It was that you can put like moisturize on your body and it helps suck out the fat or something ridiculous from your body. It doesn't work. Like it does not work. If it did, which it scientifically cannot, like everyone would do it. Everyone would be skinny or toned, ripped, shredded, however you want to put it. It doesn't work. Like, there's no secret. There's no magic formula. There's no cutting edge technology belt, if you like, that's going to do it. It just takes hard work. It just takes hard work, consistency, and some discipline. Not even motivation, because motivation comes and goes. Discipline is what I'm going to use now, rather than motivation. Because you can be motivated now. Give it 10 minutes, that motivation's decreased. Come tomorrow, motivation's gone down a little bit further. Come next week, you've forgotten all about it. Discipline, doing what needs to be done, even when you don't want to do it. That's it. So you know you need to eat well. You keep doing it. You lost the motivation to eat well 2 weeks ago, but you're disciplined enough now to keep going. Diet pills. Do they work? There are some out there that will. There are some out there that are just like, they're nothing. They're just products that people are trying to sell you. There are Some of these diet pills basically contain ingredients that can help. They don't burn fat, but they can help promote or help prime the body to use the nutrients that you consume better and help the body burn fat more efficiently, if you like. But what it's not going to do, you cannot, it's not a case of eating a pill, cool, that's minus 400 calories for the day. That's not what they are. Most of them will contain caffeine. What will caffeine do? It'll make you walk around more because you give you more energy. So you burn more calories. Some also contain things like green tea extract. What else is on there? Leucine, some branched chain amino acids, like proteins and stuff that will help promote building lean tissue, which in turn will help counterbalance building fat tissue because your body will burn more calories because it's got more lean muscle. Hopefully that makes some sense. So it's more in the ingredients in them that help make the body more efficient at burning fat, if you like. But it's not a case of this pill is going to be minus 200 calories. It's not like that. Because if you have these diet pills and your ballpark figure, 2,000 calories is your maintenance, but you're eating 2,005 calories, but you're chucking back 4 diet pills a day, it doesn't matter because you are still eating more calories than you are burning. So not only have you wasted your money on the diet pills, you're taking them for no reason, because they can't turn science on its head, if you like. Can't make something from nothing. It's something I quite often say. Is if you're eating more calories than you're burning, the diet pill is not going to make a blind bit of difference. You still need to be in that calorie deficit. And the diet pill can just sometimes speed up the processes, make the body more efficient, if you like. But you've got to have the body in the right catabolic state in the first place. Catabolic meaning breaking down, removing, if you like. If you are putting on weight, you're in an anabolic state, building. Hence, anabolic steroids, building. Last one then, exercise. What's the best exercise? Something. Something is better than nothing. If you haven't got time to exercise, walk everywhere. Walk up the stairs instead of taking the escalator. It all adds up. All adds up. Which exercise is better? A mixture of everything. Honestly, it's probably the honest answer. I would 100% recommend some sort of resistance training, be that like bodyweight stuff, lifting weights in a class environment, lifting weights in a gym on your own, CrossFit, if you like, all resistance training. 400 press-ups a day, resistance training. 400 sit-ups a day, resistance training. Because you are lifting your body weight against your own body weight. So you have that resistance. Why resistance training? Because it challenges your muscles, develops muscles, which makes your body better at burning fat. Straight up answer. Things like running and cycling, yes, will help a tiny bit. Cycling a little bit more so than running. But they are just tools for calorie burning. They're just tools for calorie burning. Running burns a hell of a lot of calories. Most. I believe then that the next up is the rower. I think. Rower. Then probably swimming, cycling in there somewhere. But cycling is very good for developing leg muscles because you're pedaling against resistance for a lot of time. So which exercise is best? Any of them. Just do something. And just make sure you enjoy it so you're going to carry on doing it. Like, and I say that again, it's much the same with food. There's no point doing this for 3 or 4 weeks and then stopping for 4 weeks, jumping back on for four, like, it doesn't work. It's all about lifestyle changes. Lifestyle changes. Find exercise you enjoy, stick to it. Find foods you enjoy that you know are good for the body. I heard a quote the other day from someone saying they eat foods that they know their body likes, not what they like. And that made me quite laugh. Like, if you can get your body operating at very efficiently in a happy place, because the body just likes to be nicely balanced, hormonally, sugar levels, all that sort of stuff. If you can keep the body nice and balanced, then your body's going to work far better for you. But I will hold it there. I'm not sure how long I've got on for. I feel like a while. But yeah, those are hopefully helpful, hopefully useful. Back to the beginning. Delete Facebook. Don't log on to it for a week. See how you feel. Remove all negativity. If you don't want to do Facebook, stop watching the news. Stop scrolling through stuff. The amount of negative rubbish that is out there, not even intentionally sometimes, it's just people going, this doesn't work, this doesn't, it's just, like, it's no use to anyone. No help, no use. And you'll soon realise what you actually need in your life to be happy. And it's not a great deal. It is not a great deal at all. Right, I'll hold it there. If you've made it this far, well done. Thank you for listening. That is episode number 23. Down. Finished. They are building up, aren't they? They are building up. If you've got a topic you want me to talk about, please do let me know. I'm going to try and cover some more variety of topics and stuff like that. Maybe we'll cover the heart or something. Things like that. For a bit of educational stuff. But thank you for listening. For those that haven't noticed, a quick one, quick plug. There are, our bootcamp timetable has now changed. We are now 5 sessions a week under one pricing structure, if you like. Mixing both early mornings, evenings, outdoors, indoors. Zero excuses. Monday, 7 o'clock. Tuesday, 5:30 in the morning. Wednesday, 7 o'clock. Friday, 5:30 in the morning. Saturday morning, kick your weekend off at 8 o'clock with one of our sessions. And it sets your weekend right up. Keep an eye out for a big release. Might even be today. Maybe this afternoon. Depends if I get my pen working. If not, tomorrow. If not, Friday. Keep an eye out. Apart from that, have a great week. It is Wednesday, so you've got half the week left-ish. Enjoy your week. Make it productive. Get rid of all the crap you don't need in your life and see how much happier you are. If you take one thing away from this podcast, apart from the absolute nonsense that I've rabbited on for about, well, probably well over half hour, actually, take that. Remove negativity and watch your life improve. Right, I will speak to you again soon.